This is On Location. I'm Joe Mamlin. Today's episode comes to you on location from Ohio, Illinois, California, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. But first, On Location is produced by the NCO Communications Committee with special production assistance from Tim Leitner and me. You can find the podcast and subscribe on your favorite podcast app, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Today's show features the 2023 NCIA Scholarship Awardees. Each year, NCIA accepts nominations to recognize individuals who make significant contributions to the program, and these people are selected to receive scholarships to attend the NCIA Leadership Symposium. On today's show, co-hosts Pat O'Donnell and Brandy Gallego welcome this year's scholarship awardees: Melanie Jacquez, Jennifer Allen, and Rebecca Regnier. This is a great chance to meet the awardees, learn a little bit about what they do in their day-to-day job, and what brought them to win this scholarship award. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Pat O'Donnell of Young Williams, and I'm joined by my co-host, Brandy Gallego, of Franklin County Child Support Services. Each year, NCIA awards scholarships to three individuals who have made important contributions to the child support program, inviting them to participate in the annual Leadership Symposium. Today's podcast features conversations with each awardee, each of whom brings unique and valuable perspectives to the services that are provided to their program participants. Please join me in welcoming Melanie Jacquez, Jennifer Allen, and Rebecca Regnier. Brandy, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Thank you, Pat. I am Brandy Gallego. I am a manager here at our enforcement division in Columbus, Ohio, and I've been with the agency for about 20 years. Let's get on to the main thing of our podcast. The Judge Ross Scholarship is presented to an individual in the child support community from the NCIA Leadership Symposium host state, this year is California, who is demonstrating outstanding potential to improve her team's or program's performance. Congratulations, Melanie. Would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Thank you, Brandy. Yes, my name is Melanie Jacquez. I am excited to have received a scholarship. I'm a supervisor here in San Joaquin County, California. I currently supervise the customer contact center or call center, and I've been with San Joaquin County for 23 years, and I've worked in most areas of the office, including our call center, intergovernmental, the court team, enforcement establishment, and our customer service teams. I love what I do and feel blessed to serve the families that we do each day.
Great. Thank you, Melanie. Can you describe a typical day in your work life? What are your responsibilities?
Thank you, Pat. Yes. A typical day in my work life, as I mentioned previously, I supervise a team in our customer contact center. We receive a high volume of calls every day, and I start my day ensuring we have staff coverage for the call center. I review stats from the previous day and analyze where we might need to make adjustments. We have a live chat in which our agents can post questions. I respond to those questions in real time, and as a supervisor, I do wear many hats. I do case reviews to ensure staff stays in compliance with policy and procedures. I'm also on a few committees in the office, and I work on projects associated to those committees, which include our employer workshop and our customer service workshop. I sometimes provide coverage for other teams within the office when their supervisors may be out. Thank you.
That's quite the list of responsibilities. What are some best practices you utilize with you and your team to provide great customer service?
Thank you, Brandy. We begin each Monday morning with a team meeting. We call it Coffee Talk. We go over what may be coming up this week. We utilize a real-time chat during the day where staff can ask questions, request a transfer, a call if needed. We utilize a customer service contact manual. We have a wrap-up meeting each afternoon after the calls stop at 4:30. We share our experiences of calls we took that day, both optimal and non-optimal calls, ensuring that each member leaves the office feeling positive about their day and what they contributed to the families we serve.
So you have a full day each and every day that you and your team address questions and concerns from your program participants. Can you share Can you share a little bit about how your participation in the NCIA Leadership Symposium will help you in your professional development?
Well, it'll enable me to connect with other participants who have call centers and exchange information to help us grow, not only in our call center, it'll help us with instituting different ideas as well as sharing my experience with others.
And that leads into the next question nicely. How will you share what you've learned and experienced with your team and your agency?
I will put together a short presentation to share with my team, share with others in the office to assist with our growth as an agency. And I'll discuss my experiences with what tools I've gained in attending the NCIA conference.
Well, thank you. As a leader, what advice would you offer others in our community as we all consider how to move forward in our careers?
That's a good question. I would stay the course and keep an open mind. Don't be afraid to try new things. Push out of your comfort zone. Admit when things are not going in an optimal direction. Be able to regroup and keep open communication on all levels, bottom to middle, all the way to the top, to share your ideas and be comfortable within your greatness. Know you make a difference each and every day.
That's some really great advice. I can see why you won this award. Melanie, it's been wonderful talking to you. Congratulations on being selected in the NCIA 2023 Judge Ross Scholarship Awardee. I look forward to meeting you in California.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting you as well.
Thank you, Melanie, for joining us today. Your commitment to the Child Support Program and the families you serve is an inspiration to us all. We appreciate learning of your work and the impacts you and your team make every day in the lives of countless families. Today, we're showcasing the work of Jennifer Allen, the 2023 NCIA Howard G. Baldwin Memorial Scholarship Awardee. Congratulations, Jennifer.
The Howard G. Baldwin Memorial Scholarship, which is awarded annually to an individual with the child support community who, through exceptional leadership and mentoring skills, has made a significant impact on the child support program. Jennifer, will you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hey, everyone. Thank you for having me. My name is Jennifer Allen, and I'm honored to be the recipient of the 2023 NCIA Howard G. Baldwin Memorial Scholarship.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Can you describe a typical day in the life of your work and your career? What are your responsibilities?
So I am the Child Support Program Manager in Richmond County, North Carolina. I've been in the Richmond County Child Support Program for 30 years. A typical day in my position, in addition to managing the day-to-day operations, I manage 13 staff, and throughout the day, I work closely with our attorney, with the sheriff's department, the clerk of court, and I spend a lot of time mentoring to our staff and interns from our local community college.
And if I understand correctly, you engage in community job fairs that assist formerly incarcerated individuals with reentry. How do these activities impact your agency's child support program?
It's a big impact. My involvement in the community job fair is beneficial to our program in that many individuals go to the job fairs and may not really want to accept employment because they fear it will cause their child support to go up or even cause them to lose Medicaid or maybe daycare benefits or any other type of service they may receive from the Department of Social Services. So we try to go to community events to let them know that we're here to help. That's our motto here. We want to engage our customers and we don't want them to be afraid to communicate with us. The reentry involvement is important because reentry into society after incarceration is hard. We want inmates to know their options as they reenter society, and we want them to come talk to us about their case. And we explain their rights as far as their ability to pay child support while they're incarcerated and what can happen, you know, when they get out, what they could do. We also like to explain to them how NC Works is available for them to help them find a job and that what companies would be interested in hiring people, even if they are a felon.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. As you've indicated, you've made a big commitment to give back to your community. In addition to the job fairs, can you describe some of your other community work and how that inspires you as a leader?
So our team, and I get my whole team involved, and it helps us to become closer. We're involved in lots of community activities. We do walks for breast cancer awareness. We do fundraisers for breast cancer awareness for Down syndrome awareness. And one that is dear to my heart is autism awareness, because in our family, we have Sweet Sadie, who is my granddaughter and is autistic and nonverbal. So my team has, during Autism Awareness Month each year, they have done so much for autism awareness that my granddaughter is a community celebrity. And not just here in our county, but in our neighboring counties, everyone knows her. So if you go with your shirt, Team Sadie, on it to another county, you're going to somebody's going to see you and say, oh, I know Sadie. And it might just be from Facebook. But we also, throughout the year, we raise money by cake sales or silent auctions or wearing jeans. And we provide Santa and have a Christmas party every year for the adults of our local group home. And these folks are usually forgotten about around Christmas. So they really love it. And it's really heartwarming to participate in.
That all sounds fantastic. You've inspired me to do a few more things in our community, so thanks for sharing those. How will your participation in the NCIA Leadership Symposium help you in your professional development?
Last year in Charlotte was my first NCIA Leadership Symposium, and it was one of the best conferences I've been to. There was so much information. There was a lot of networking. I met a lot of new people, and I look forward to the same this year. I'm so excited.
So as a leader, what advice would you have to others in our community as we all look to continue to develop in our respective careers?
Again, I would say, remember that we're always here to help. And sometimes it takes meeting our customers where they are. I attended a community event on a Saturday morning in a more poverty-stricken area of our county. And I did it by myself without our deputy, our staff, or anyone. And the purpose was to reach individuals who for whatever reason would not come to us. And one non-custodial parent who had been running from us and an order for his arrest for several years and never making payments came in through a side door and on into the day and talked to me for a long time. And we discussed what he could do to get back on track, and he wasn't arrested. And so he came to court with the money he promised, and he lives in Georgia, and he calls me if he has a change in his address or his employment. And he always thanks me for that day and helping him get back on track. So I think the main thing is to always remember that we want to help and we need a relationship with the people we serve, because otherwise they're going to continue to run from us.
That's great advice. Thanks, Jennifer. Well, it's been wonderful talking with you, and congratulations again on being awarded as the NCIA 2023 Howard G. Baldwin Memorial Scholarship awardee. I look forward to meeting you in California.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting you both as well. I'm excited.
Well, thank you again, Jennifer and Brandy. We're happy to bring you a conversation with Rebecca Rigner, the 2023 NCIA New Leader Scholarship awardee.
Just a little bit about the New Leader Scholarship. It's awarded annually to an individual within the child support community who demonstrates outstanding potential to improve her team's performance and has made a significant impact on the child support program. Rebecca, congratulations on receiving this award or scholarship. Would you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Thank you, Pat and Brandy, for having me. I'm so honored to have been chosen for the New Leader Scholarship and to be here with both of you today. Hi, everyone. My name is Rebecca Rigner, and I'm the Establishment Manager with the Berks County Domestic Relations Section in Reading, Pennsylvania. I started my career back in 2017 as an Establishment Officer holding conferences to establish child support and spousal support orders. In February of this year, I was honored with a promotion to the Establishment Manager. And I do feel very fortunate to be in this position as I'm passionate about not only the work I do, but learning in general. I've come to find that no matter how long you work in this field, there's always something new to discover. And that's why I'm so excited to be attending the NCA Leadership Symposium this year.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca. So can you describe kind of a day in your professional life? What does that look like?
Sure. I currently lead a team of 13 employees, including establishment officers and clerical staff. My on-paper duties, you could call them, include supervising, training, and delegating for my team. I'm also responsible for planning, evaluating, and implementing new procedures and policies in order to remain compliant with all federal, state, and local rules, regulations, and laws. But a typical day in my life consists of some administrative duties such as payroll and updating procedures, as well as interacting with my team and assisting them with any questions they may have in the course of performing their jobs.
You have a busy day. What are some of the barriers you encounter as you and your team work to deliver these services? And how do you think the attendance at the Leadership Symposium will be a benefit to you?
So my organization works with a highly underserved and low-income community. We run into a plethora of barriers such as transportation and internet access when it comes to providing services. So I think me and my team could highly benefit from the innovative thinking and out-of-the-box strategies to assist our organization in better serving our clients.
So what are your plans to share best practices and innovations that you learn at the Leadership Symposium with your team or your agency?
I do pride myself on being pretty tech savvy, so I plan on sharing the best practices that I learned by preparing a PowerPoint presentation and sharing any insights that I gain at the symposium with my management team and my officer and clerical team so that they can help guide our policies and procedures and just our day-to-day operations.
And then how will your participation in the NCA Leadership Symposium help you professionally?
Just taking a look at the schedule for the symposium, I'm very interested in the trauma-informed customer service, and I think several of the plenaries and workshops will have a positive impact on my communication skills, leadership abilities, and better customer service overall. I think it's important to stay up to date with any new developments in the child support field and incorporate them into my existing knowledge base. So the opportunities I'll have to network with people from different states and learn their best practices will not only help me as a leader, but will benefit my team as well.
That sounds great. Thank you. As a leader, Rebecca, what advice would you offer others in our community as we consider how to move forward in our careers?
Well, I truly believe a team is only effective as its leader. So I think it's important to take advantage of every opportunity to learn and grow both personally and professionally. Leadership skills are not something that can be taught in a day or two. They take time and dedication. But I think it's worth it in the end because of the benefit that comes with it, like better relationships, more effective teams, and an overall better work environment. Another piece of advice I'd like to share stems from one of my favorite movie quotes, which is, "Attitude reflects leadership," and that comes from Remember the Titans. And I think what that means is that the attitude of your people and the culture of your team reflect how you lead them. So as a leader, I think it's important to have a positive attitude and a growth mindset, so you can create a positive impact on your team and the organization overall.
That's great advice for all new leaders and all senior leaders as well. So thanks for sharing that. It's one of my favorite movies as well. It's been wonderful talking with you, and congratulations again on being selected as the NCA 2023 New Leader Scholarship Awardee. I will be there in Anaheim and can't wait to meet you in person. So congratulations.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting you too as well.
Well, thank you, Rebecca, for joining us today, and congratulations again on your scholarship award. Your commitment to the child support program and to your community makes a real difference in people's lives. On behalf of On Location and my co-host, Brandi Gallego, I'd like to thank Monica Jacquez, Jennifer Allen, and Rebecca Regner for joining us and sharing information about their programs and best practices. Each of you make important contributions to the child support program. And congratulations again on being a 2023 Scholarship Awardee. I'm Pat O'Donnell of Young Williams. Thank you for listening.
Thanks again to Melanie, Jennifer, and Rebecca for joining us on the show today. And once again, congratulations on winning the 2023 Leadership Scholarship Award. On Location is available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and check out our previous work as well. We also appreciate your ratings, feedback, comments, and suggestions. If you have an idea for a topic or would like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us using the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the NCIA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Tim Leitner and me. Thanks for joining me. I'm Joe Mamlin, and this has been On Location.